Well, here we are. We're back again.
Yes, we are.
Yes, last week. What did you think of last week?
I had a blast last week. It was like, I don't know, just hearing other people's stories and, well, one person's story and just and how I related to it and maybe someone else related to it. And
we haven't aired that one yet.
Okay.
But it was still fun.
It was super fun.
Speaking of that, just for Debbie out there, I know she's very excited, and I know we have a couple new listeners from Lloydminster or whatever, which I'm sure are friends of Debbie's. But don't fret. We're going to get you out there in a couple weeks. We're just going to get out a couple other podcasts because that's going to be a little bit bigger one, and we need to do some more editing. So
okay. That's I do like to talk.
Oh, we have a couple from Germany and Russia. I mean, I don't know what the computer says and the algorithms and all that stuff. So it is what it is. We're getting listens. People are listening. And we hope you all out there, when you listen to this, you share it. Because it's the idea that you share it with other people. And then we get feedback. So please comment. Tell us if you have a different perspective or...
I love hearing different perspectives.
Absolutely. Saying. Yeah, yeah. So it's your feedback that'll make this even better.
Yes.
So our first podcast, I should have named it Lips of an Angel. Just called it Get It That.
That would have been perfection.
And we learned...
why you have the clicks.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Probably.
I mean, what does Danielle and Mike bring to the table, you know? Hopefully we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But Lips of an Angel told us that different people see the same thing differently, which was kind of really cool. I almost would like to have expanded on that better, but you know what? I'm sure we'll touch on that again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I see it in our future. Yeah.
So last night, I was having some fun doing another podcast, Real Life Opinions. You should check that out. They're on Spotify at the moment. They might be expanding as well. But that's three, sometimes four people talking about the movies they love in the way they like to do that. And I was there last night, and I had a conversation with Jeff, and we talked about a word, a definition, and what was it? I mentioned it earlier today. When if I were to tell you we need to come closer and find a common area, what would that mean to you?
Like a place to meet? A common area?
Yeah, like if we needed to get closer and find a common area, you know?
Is this common area like something like an idea that we have to go on? Or is this like a physical space, like a physical area that we have to sit down and meet in?
And that's exactly kind of what that conversation led into, because we were discussing what a soap opera is. Because we were doing Bullet Train, and I said, well, this is very much like a soap opera. And what's a soap opera? Well, it's different, several characters and different arcs and different areas all coming to a common area.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned that, and Jeff had commented, well, they kind of fits except for that one. I says, what do you mean? It all takes place on a bullet train. Well, that's not a common area. What's a common area? Well, like a hospital.
So like the room that we're in, that could be a common area.
Well, this isn't very common because I don't know a lot of people that know where this is.
No, but like...
Just you and me.
But the other people that know of the Bailey and the green room, you say the green room, oh, everyone knows where that is. That's a common area.
Right.
For specific people. A bullet train could be a common area for people that use a bullet train. I don't use a bullet train, so that's not a common
it's
area
not very
for me.
Common.
A hospital? I used to work in a hospital. That's a common area for me.
And before anybody takes offense to this, my point is, it's the way the mind thinks. Different type of people. There are some people that are literal thinkers.
Yeah.
Some that are abstract thinkers. Some that are metaphorical thinkers. And there's that instinct to go with, oh, a common area. Well, that must be common to everybody.
Yeah.
Where I think it's a common area where the characters all meet in one place. It doesn't matter what that, it could be the moon, could be Mars. That's a common area for those characters to evolve into.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where there was like, what do you think common is? What You know, and it was just like, so it's the acknowledgement and the awareness that I had that everybody thinks differently. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that different perception, and it becomes very difficult if you are one, whether it be me or anybody else, are steadfast in that idea that yours is it, the yeah. only it.
The right? black and white thinkers.
Yeah. And that sort of thing. So it was just a very interesting thing how that came about.
Yeah.
So I wanted to touch on that. And then the other thing that came up was what was the other one? I think it was Corey that did this one. Michael Shannon was in this movie. He's a great actor.
I'm trying to think.
Superman. Which? He was Zod. Zod.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's done a lot of other stuff. So, and this is where, and this is going to lead into our topic of the day, too. And I noticed, and we talked about positivity, negativity, and fandoms and all that.
Yeah.
One could have said that Michael Shannon's a great actor. Mm-hmm. He was in Superman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I believe it was like Michael Shannon. It was a terrible movie, something, 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 but he was Zod in that.
Yeah.
What was the point in the precursor to throw in the negative perspective towards the movie? I get you don't care for it. I loved it. I think it's a good movie. Somebody else doesn't think it's a good movie, and that's fine.
That's personal opinion, but
so,
there is always this slight attachment to negative.
And that's my point. And that's what my topic is today, is how people get into... They don't realize it. I don't realize it. I'm guilty too. Don't get me wrong. But why is it necessary to add that negativity when it's a peripheral subject? And it's like, that's where toxic fandom starts. That's the seeds of toxic fandom. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, we got a bunch of Snyder fan haters out there that apparently Snyder fans are the worst in the world because they're blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
then don't watch his movies. It's simple as that.
Yeah. That's, you know? Like the Taylor Swift, the Swifties. They're so obsessed.
And the then Swifties and the Trumpers.
Oh, right. And then I don't follow that. But like I do know that there are people out there that are like, oh, I love Taylor Swift. She's the best thing ever. And she's magical and amazing. And she does all these great things. And I was like, yes, absolutely. She does that. She also donates. She does this. And then there's other people that are like, Taylor Swift is a terrible human being. She's just a rich, dumb girl. And it's like, really? Like, she's also doing a lot of these positive things.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so mean.
And that's the same thing. You know, Nickelback went through probably a decade of that. Well, if you don't like Nickelback, just don't listen to their music.
Correct.
You know, and then I noticed it on a level when you look at all these podcasters or content creators, you know, and it's the same thing. It's like we're gonna critique movies or we're gonna say what's movie out. On a side note, there, would you take a movie critic seriously if they watch like 30 movies in a week?
No,
I would find it hard that there's any kind of an objective or subjective balance in their opinion.
That's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, I think that's too much.
Yeah.
But
anyway, they lean into that. If they don't like, I'm going to go with Snyder because that's where a lot of it comes from. If they don't like Snyder, they have to make a big precursor about how he sucks before they mention it and then move on to the next.
Yeah.
Rather than, well, he's number 10 on my list. Number 9 will be blah, blah, blah. Number 8 will be Wonder Woman 90, whatever,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But no, they got to go Zack Snyder's Justice League, which is so terrible. And he's a piece of shit and blah, blah, blah for 5 minutes and then go to number 9
yeah.
and 8. And they, well, if you don't like my content, don't listen to it. It's not as simple as that. You're out there on the free airwaves. You're sending that out yeah. there. So
someone's going to hear it.
And you're also influencing younger kids who yeah. might want to be streamers and whatever. So, I mean, and it's just like, I just wonder if people are aware of that.
Which is like the original toxic fandom stuff and whatnot was the Statue of David.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
What was that about?
Because the statue he was naked. Is so perfectly created, like, beautifully done. Like, you can't see the chisel marks and the marbles and everything, but a lot of people instantly hate it because he is nude.
He is fully naked.
So these are prudes from the 15th century?
People today still as
well. Oh.
So people today are still offended by...
The
Statue of David, which I have seen. It is magical. It is marvelous.
It is
absolute perfection.
Beautifully artistic. No, that's not a word.
Artistic. It's crafted. It's
yeah. It is.
Artisanal.
It's beautiful.
Was that Da Vinci?
No.
Or Angelo?
Michelangelo?
Angelo, yeah.
Angelo.
Yeah, and he, like, his work is fantastic. Yeah, can we double check that, please?
Google!
Google. Please Google. It wasn't Da Vinci. That... I'm
90%. Yeah, they're all...
I'm pretty sure it's Michelangelo.
I want to say Michelangelo, and then he was hired to do the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
And they painted over top of his stuff because of the nudity.
Yeah.
All the angels and everyone was naked.
Oh, wow.
And so then they painted over top of it to make it more chaste,
okay.
I guess.
All right.
The best way to describe it?
Yeah, they added the loincloth kind of
thing. The ribbons, the flowy ribbons.
Yeah.
So they took au naturel, which was, you know, in one's opinion, tasteful and classy and representational, and then they turned it into PG. PG.
Yeah. Just like most goddess statues from ancient Greece were of women that were naked and they were curvy. And they had the lumps and
yeah,
the folds and
yeah,
they were...
Like, they had the actual features of a woman.
Yes. Yes.
Or a person. Even the men had, like, little...
Yeah, they had
little love handles.
Well, yeah, everybody has little or large love handles. Some have larger love handles than others.
The statue still had love handles.
Yes, that's right. It was a... I don't like the term ordinary, but it was the average.
Yeah.
You know?
But they made it, it is beautiful.
It was
done
absolutely.
Beautifully, tastefully. And then they put a leaf.
it's
only when it travels.
Yeah.
When it's back at its original museum, he is buck-ass stark nude.
Yeah.
It's interesting that happens, even way back then. Like it's easier to blame the United States or Canada or whoever for modern-day censorship. Like
or
the
younger generation.
Sweden, Switzerland have much more open viewpoints on nudity and all that stuff. And North America, I think U.S. is worse than Canada. Canada's relatively open comparatively.
I think so.
Like Deadpool and Wolverine was like an R, where in Canada it's a PG-14.
Oh.
Wait, for reals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Deadpool. All Deadpools were like that. There was a big TikTok where women were calling in, Mike! Children was traumatized, and I can't believe I want
Ryan
my money
Reynolds
back.
Ryan Reynolds literally said, don't take your children to this movie.
My
7-year-old
is obsessed with all three of the movies and the Venom series.
Oh, yeah.
My kids have seen, like, the covers, and like, wow, that looks amazing. Like, yeah, that's a superhero, but you're not watching that movie yet.
Not yet. But you will.
But
you
will.
Yeah.
You will, you will.
Yeah.
That's another thing about people super divided on art and stuff. My kids watch what I watch, and I also watch whatever they want. I love Bluey. My God, Bluey.
Also love Bluey. Super
well, you guys mentioned that before. I'll have to check that out. I haven't yet, but I'll definitely check that out.
But my children,
it's 8 minutes
like,
of
they
your
watch
time.
The Walking Dead and stuff with me, and we go over how they do all of the effects and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it all depends on your child. Like,
yeah.
I got nightmares from Snow White.
Nightmares from The Mummy.
I got nightmares. I literally got nightmares from, like, every single show that I watched. So, like, and then I have very sensitive children, so they can't watch certain things.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hi.
Anything you need to tell me?
Elliot suggested you might need use of the stage, but since you're set up in here, I'm assuming that's not true.
If we wanted to make the effort, we could go to the stage, but I think we're comfortable here. We'll
I'm
pick another day.
Content.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Thank you,
ladies
Simon.
And gentlemen, that was Simon.
He's super cool.
Yes, he got this figured out. So,
But anyway. Yeah, like, it all depends on, like, the type of child you have. My My second is a very sensitive child. He gets nightmares very easily. So we don't watch certain things.
My last child was very sensitive.
You only had one.
Yes, right. He was the last one I had. So, actually, no, I was very, in my opinion, I was very adamant, and this is, if he's old enough to ask, he's old enough to find out.
Yeah.
So I never held back with that. So I think he was 11 when he wanted to watch Saw. So we sat down together and we watched Saw, and then he watched the special features like 150 times. And so he, and that's Logan for you, right?
Yeah.
When he was a kid, he could tell you who the third artist was for Toy Story 3. He could tell you who penciled, who inked. He would tell, he was just so into all that stuff.
Yeah, no, like.
Maybe it was all, how did they do it?
Yeah, and that's where.
My obsession.
That's where he went to.
What's that one where it's the really bad, like, video recording cameras haunting?
The Blair Witch Project?
Nope, not the newer one. Yes, Paranormal Activity.
Oh, okay, so I watched that, and that gave me nightmares, so...
My younger cousin was, she was more of a sensitive person, so she would jump and stuff every time. And I'm like, well, if you pay real close attention to her sock as she's getting ripped down those stairs, you can see the small indent from where they edited out the cord that pulls her.
When I saw that little indent on her foot, in my very sensitive brain, it was, the demon is pulling her down the stairs. So, because, I would pause it like, do you see that? That's the demon. And then I'd have to remind myself that it's just a movie.
I'm going to make one more thing about Logan. And it was like, he came to me once, and I think he was 13. He says, Dad, can we watch Clockwork Orange? I tried. I couldn't make it through it. So I said, okay, let's watch Clockwork Orange. And we made it about a third of the way in. And he said, I've had enough. Me too. Have you ever seen it?
No, I have not.
It's a hard watch.
It is.
We're
in here, not there.
Yeah.
I hear voices.
Yeah, we're going to check it out one day. I will check it out one day.
Anyway, when I brought up the idea of doing Toxic Fandom, you had mentioned something which got me excited.
I
never thought of that.
Toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity. And of course, Danielle, the one to bring that up, was very interesting to me.
Yeah. So I am a being of positivity. I am a being of rainbows and sunshines, and everything is great and magical and wonderful, and that is just who I am. But not all the time. So sometimes this would have been like 4-ish years ago, I ended up having a miscarriage. Trigger warning. Sorry, I should have put that in front. I had a miscarriage, and everyone around me was like, you are okay. You're going to have another baby one day. It's going to be fine. You are okay. But deep inside, I was not okay. But not like I was, my husband, God bless this poor man. He's like, this lady, she is rainbow and sunshine, and she is like the happiest person I know. And all of a sudden, she's crying all the time. She needs to get up and just get moving and doing things. And I couldn't. And so, but he was like, you are so happy all the time. But you can't be happy all the time. Like, this was an incredibly terrible thing that happened. This was my most planned pregnancy. I have never planned a pregnancy in my life, except for this one. And it was my most planned. I was going to have, all of these things were going to be, like, laid out for me. And it was going to be magical. And I was going to be, like, 8.5 months pregnant at Christmas time. So I wouldn't have to put up the tree. I wouldn't have to cook dinner. I was going to, 2 weeks later, I was going to have a baby, and it was going to be wonderful and magical. And I never got that. And my doctor was like, you need to get over this. You're a woman. You're young. You will get over this. But I'm not right now. Right now, in my life, I am sad. And I am devastated. And no one let me or respected my sad. No one respected my grief. It was always, you are happy. You have rainbows coming out your butt. Like, what's wrong with you? get out of bed. So that was the toxic positivity that I dealt with. It's like, where's the silver lining? It wasn't meant to be. You need to get over it.
It's like, whether you want to call it grieving or not, but you have to, and I totally understand.
Yeah.
You have to have the time to grieve, or you have to have the time to be in the darkness so that you know you want to be back in the light, so that the light becomes something.
Yeah,
better.
But like, it was kind of interesting because like my friends know me as that happy, positive person. You know me as that happy, positive person. Everyone knows me as that happy, positive person. Like, a stranger could come up to me and be like, wow, you're just so happy. I'm like, yes, I am. Thank you.
Fuck off. Oh, sorry.
That was my inside voice. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it was just, and I remember talking to a different, well, it was like a grief counselor, and I was like, no one is letting me be sad. And she was like, yeah. That really sucks. And her saying that was like, wow, yeah, it really does suck. Now I can be happy about that. Like, someone is respecting my sad and I'm happy. But like, it was a lot more. That's very simple terms.
Yeah.
But it was toxic positivity. There's not always a silver lining that you can see in that moment is basically what I'm trying to get at.
Oh yeah, no, I've said for years that if you avoid emotions, that's only going to be hurtful to you.
Yeah,
you know, people that I'll only watch happy movies, I'll only do happy things, it's just like you never spend any moment in the darker side or the real side.
Yeah,
how do you know? It's that kind of rounds you out.
Yeah,
and it's the darkness that makes the light brighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I did find it kind of funny that like my entire family were like, what's wrong with her? She's sad. How do we make her happy again?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, no, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It was just like, I made a little box.
A rainbow box.
A rainbow box with a beautiful butterfly on it. And this holds my memories of my miscarriage. There's no actual physical being in there, just so you're aware.
Well, that's good.
But I made a little memory box. And inside I made teeny tiny little booties.
Those were going to be the booties.
These were going to be the booties. And a little sweater. And I made it super teeny tiny. And this is how I healed.
Awesome.
I made teeny tiny little things for my teeny tiny little being.
That's another wonderful way how art can help you heal.
And I remember making this and my husband being like, is this healthy for you? Like, you are dwelling really hard on something that is really dark. And I said, I need to be in this moment, and I need to be sad. I need to be grieving, and this is going to get me into a more happy, calm, I guess, what's the word?
Balance?
Balance. Peaceful. Balance, peaceful. I will, like, I need to do this, and then it will sit there, and I will have it, and I will personally remember that I had this baby. And this is my baby.
Well.
Yeah.
I feel like if I say thank you for sharing, that we should all have a moment or something. I do very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you all should appreciate that, because that's what this is about.
Yeah. It's sharing our stories and how we have healed.
You're not alone.
Not alone. Yeah. One in four women will have a miscarriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That seems like a very high statistic to me.
Those are the ones that you know of.
Yeah. I know in my world, the miracle of actually getting birth is one thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got a million to one or trillion, whatever it is, for that one sperm to make it into the egg and for that egg to take that and then go settle down in the comfy place in the right place and so and so and so and so.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, Yeah, we were on the opposite on that level. We had to fight for Logo. We had to go to in vitro, and we had to do all that stuff.
Yeah, too. And that in itself, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah. And you, that's tough to go through. And then you found your art.
Yeah, I started painting again after this miscarriage, obviously.
Yes.
This is painted. And I have always knitted.
Yeah.
And I always made something for each one of my children. I have 4 living children. And this one.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah. So I thought I'd share that on how I experience toxic positivity.
Hmm. And I was thinking those cheery people that are happy all the time and they're always, oh, we could do this and settle for nothing. But that means something more than that superficial, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I go there and those people that are always bright and cheery. Oh, we're going to succeed no matter what. We're going to be happy no matter what. It's like, shut up, you know?
But that's me, Mike. Like,
I know. and it's really actually quite nice. Nice to know. To me, I feel like you're arguably probably the most balanced person I know.
It has taken a long time to get there. I used to be the very toxic, positive person. Something bad would happen to you. Oh, it wasn't meant to be in your life. Oh, like something better will happen down the road. You need to think positive. It's going to be magical. Well, it's not always magical in that moment.
Yeah.
And I do apologize to the people who I've said this to. I'm sorry, that was very rude of me, but I have grown. I am more balanced.
Hopefully we'll all grow, and tomorrow we'll be growing more than we were today.
Learning every day.
Yeah. Keep positive. Keep growing. Be in the moment. Live in the moment. Accept the moment for what it is. Just don't live there forever.
Yeah, you can't get stuck in a moment.
Yeah.
But
you need to accept it.
Yeah, you need to, like, if you do have a family member pass or you experience a trauma in your life, you do have to live in the moment. You do have to accept every single feeling that you are going through and live through it and give it a name. And once it has a name, you can ask it to leave.
And it's okay to be sad.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be angry.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have all those many feelings and emotions that we all have that make us who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to have anxiety. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be overjoyed. It's okay to just, it's perfect to live in the moment.
So, that saying, this too shall pass,
yep,
goes with everything. Your happiness will pass,
yep,
and go into something else.
Yep.
Your sadness will pass and go into something else. And this episode will pass
and
go into something else. but we thank you for coming in today. If you did, we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, we're on Samsung Podcast, we're on Amazon Music, we're on
Podlist.
We're on a whole bunch of streaming platforms. So take note, Raging Imaginations. We're here to talk about how creativity and art and stuff has influenced our lives, your lives, the lives of the people in the community.
Mm-hmm. And how it affects you, how it's changed you, how it makes you think about something differently.
Comment, like, share, spread the word, and
subscribe.
Subscribe. Cool. Raging Imagination.